Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483, 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome aboard. We hope you call in today. We got a great show for you today. It's our anniversary show. That's right. Our fourth anniversary show. That's right. Believe it or not, this is our fourth year. Welcome aboard. I hope you call in. 407-894-1680.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, first of all, before I introduce the crowd to today, I want to say one thing to all our listeners. Lynn and I really appreciated all the well wishes and the condolences that you gave when Lynn lost her father last week. He died right before we came on the air, just a few hours before we came on the air, and we couldn't make it last week. But Sheila and Gary did a great job filling in for us. And I'll let Lynn talk herself. Anyway, let me introduce now our players today. To my right, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host. Lynn?
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back. And as Michael said, I truly, truly appreciate all your condolences. And it really meant a lot to me and also to Michael. But I'm glad to be back. And welcome to the April 7th anniversary edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And sitting right next to my beautiful wife is the beautiful, the smart. Yeah, she's very smart, believe it or not. Our co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. Glad you could be here, and I'm sure glad Michael and Lynn are back.
And sitting across from Sheila Young, our other co-host, his name is Gary Sinclair. I think his name is Gary Sinclair.
Thank Hello, you. And welcome to our anniversary today.
And sitting next to me, well, let's just say this way. Thanks to him, we have a show. And he started with us 4 years ago. He was on our first show. And thank you so much for sponsoring our radio show. This name, he happens to be the president and CEO. His name is Kyle Johnson. He happens to be in charge of the Lighthouse in Central Florida.
Hey, hey. Good to be with you guys. Happy anniversary.
And we thank Lighthouse for being with us all these years and being part of our radio show.
I couldn't believe it was four already. Yeah. Time's been flying so fast.
Yeah, so fast.
We're grateful to be able to be a part and supporter of this show. Well, and shining the light on the community the way you do. We're grateful and proud to be a part of it.
To tell you the truth, it's getting really overwhelming. I can't believe the the people that are on our radio show and around the country listening to our radio show. It's amazing how we got so many now people listening, and even Nebraska and Ohio got so many people out there listening and sponsoring. We just got a new advertiser in Lincoln, Nebraska, believe it or not.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And behind the scenes, behind the door, behind the window, without him, I guess it can't be any show, the production engineer, his name is, wait a minute, I think his name is, yeah, Chris Shaw.
Yay, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, man, don't do that. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody yeah. about, oh, about not, the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You're not nobody. You're the man. You're the man. And sitting next to the man, Chris Shaw, the beautiful.
Now, this the one right here.
Yeah.
This the one.
This the one.
The real boss?
Without her.
Yeah. She's the one to take your calls. When you call in, she says very quietly, Blind and Beyond. Her name happens to be Charlotte Massey. Charlotte Massey.
Good evening, everyone, and happy anniversary.
Hey, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you so much, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Charlotte Massey. So this is our anniversary show. And again, I want to repeat, as I said, all the people that sent us condolences and send the beautiful presents and the baskets. I want to thank everybody out there. It was beautiful, beautiful. I also want to thank this young lady out in the audience. It was on our first radio show,
that's
believe
right.
it or not.
Oh, I have to get that book.
And she is from New Jersey. She was our first caller. Her name is Betty,
hey,
from
Betty.
Palmyra.
She was.
Yeah, and
Betty.
She was on the show, believe it or not, with Kyle Johnson here.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty was our first caller that we ever had on Blind and Beyond radio show. Oh, wait a minute. For those folks that are just tuning in and say, what's this all about? They're tuning in. They're in St. Louis. They're in Philadelphia. They are listening in South Florida. They're in Miami. What is this? This show, we say we're the... Well, listen to the words I'm going to say. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So if you'd like to learn a lot more about the blind community, please listen. As far as you sighted folks, listen. And if you want to call in, call in. If we have trivia, which we're going to have trivia today, quite a few trivias, you can call in as well.
One more thing, Michael.
Yeah.
We are fun. We are educational. We are entertaining, and now we are employment to help you get jobs. So
correct.
You can't say out there, I can't find a job, because we'll help you find one.
Yep. So the point being is very simple. The phone number, and I'm going to say it nice and slow so you can call in, 407-484.
No, Michael.
What am I saying?
484.
What is it?
894.
No, 894.
There
okay,
you go.
Let me say it again slow. I'm glad I said it slow. It was wrong. 407-894-1680. I'll say it again. 407-894-1680. Thank you very much. Stand up now.
We have another number there, too, Michael.
Well, don't give out the other, right behind it.
Too much
I know about
remember.
The other number. Too many
okay.
numbers.
All right.
That's the number to call in. And we're going to give you some other phone numbers later on
all about right.
where you can listen. And you can, if you want to check our website, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And when you want to look, whether it's the Facebook page or our web, it's blind. And don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
What happens when they want to get a hold of you, Michael?
We're going to go to breakdown, Michael.
If you want, okay.
We're going to break.
Let's go
Don't
on.
Go
Let's
away. We got a lot more yep. coming up, and then Kyle Johnson doing a little talking.
All right.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Ooh.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job.
job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back! Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat again, 407-894-1680. We have a call right now. Where from? Tanya's from where?
Well, she right now, she's in, where is she, Sheila?
Oh, you were ready to talk. You go for it.
Well, she's from Florida, but she's in Mississippi.
And Tanya, is she from Ohio?
No, Tanya is from here in Winter Park, but she's actually been in Mississippi, and we haven't talked to her in a while.
Well, she said we know who she is.
Okay,
well,
Tanya,
we know who Tanya is.
Are you there, Tanya?
I am certainly here, and happy anniversary to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Tanya.
And Cal, thank you so much for your participation and support.
Yes, ma'am.
And hello, Sheila and Gary hello. And Chris and I just know the whole game.
Where are you calling from today?
I am calling from Mississippi.
Mississippi?
I am. I came up here to have some tests done on my back. and I have to have surgery.
Oh, and I'm sorry to hear that.
It looks like I'll be having surgery later in the week.
Oh.
So I just wanted to update you guys and let you know and try to stay out of trouble with Sheila.
No, best wishes on your surgery.
Yes,
we'll be praying for you.
Yes.
Good luck, Tanya.
Good luck.
I appreciate that very much, and I want to wish Gary a belated birthday.
Well,
I'm sorry. I did not call you.
That's okay.
You were on my mind all day. That means something.
Well, thank you for taking to me.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Gary.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Gal.
Well, listen, I love all you guys. Just truly, you're just the best I know. And I hope to see you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, take care, Tanya.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Hi, Sheila. I love you.
I do. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I want to wish someone right now, get well right now. We just found out. Kyle. Richard.
No, we should say it on the air. Don't say it on the air.
No?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Dealing with some health stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Just say he's having health issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and we're praying for him.
We're praying for him. And
you're listening, Richard. We love you.
And we love you. We want you to get better soon. Yes.
We miss you.
So, Kyle
Johnson.
The ball's in your court.
There you go.
Ball's in my court.
You and Lighthouse.
Check. Maybe
copy you and Lighthouse.
Ave Maria a cappella, maybe, should I start with?
No.
Well, we, like I told you before, I'm sort of shocked that it's 4 years already. I thought it was two or three. Time's flying. And it's been very exciting to see the growth in the show. I mean, from what I understand, you guys are having a hard time fitting in any more sponsors, aren't you?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's overwhelming by this time. It really is. If I'm getting overwhelmed, it's amazed. We have somebody from Louisiana calling us?
Oh, okay.
Sounds like it.
I'd like to hear from Louisiana, and then we'll hold it up.
Is Dave?
Who's calling from Louisiana?
We got Dave calling in from
Dave.
From Louisiana. Yeah, I don't know if he's in Baton Rouge, Grambling, Boca.
New Orleans he was going toward.
If it's the Dave I think it is, then it's probably New Orleans.
Yeah. He in New Orleans.
Are you there, Dave?
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
I recognize the voice.
Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hi, Brenda.
Greetings, guys and gals.
Hey, this is your show, too. So
I'm actually in Lafayette, Louisiana, tonight.
Yeah.
We are in Cajun country after several days in New Orleans. We are now in Lafayette, and we'll be headed home tomorrow. But we would just want to say happy anniversary.
Very good, Dave.
Thank you, David.
Just because, you know.
Just because. What a show.
They never disappoint.
I just finished getting home from a big Cajun jam at this crazy place in Lafayette, and remember that we're an hour behind you, so I quick tuned in, and there you were. So I wish I could be there in person, but this is the closest thing here from Lafayette.
Well, thank you for calling in, David.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
y'all,
Dave.
Be safe coming home.
Yeah, be safe, you and Brenda. Be
big
safe.
Big hug to you guys. Yep. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for calling
guys.
In.
Bye now.
Bye.
And did we hear Sherry's on the phone too?
Oh.
Yep, we got Sherry on the phone line. Sherry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
This is Sherry from Orlando.
Sherry Brun
from Orlando.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Sheila. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
And Kyle.
Hey there.
Hey. And Lynn.
Yeah. And Lynn.
And Lynn.
Called to wish you guys happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
So it's great. So just called to say hi. And that's it. I don't have any other
news.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
That's great to hear from you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Right, thank you for calling in. Keep on listening.
Let's go
back to Kyle.
Back to Kyle. So what should we talk about, huh? I can tell you one thing at Lighthouse Works.
Man,
we are ramping into a growth phase. So we've got a few exciting opportunities on our supply chain team that are, as soon as they look like they're landing, we'll have to start recruiting. And then our call center, there are talks of big expansion sometime in May or June. And so we're looking at starting recruiting and training classes now ahead of that for our call center. So any listeners out there who are looking for an opportunity to work in competitive employment, in a place where you can earn benefits and, you know, if you work full-time, have a 401k and upward mobility and the whole nine yards. If you like customer service and you've either got some experience with excess technology or you've got an ability to learn it, you know, we can train and teach. If we're not sure about that, I'd say to reach out to Lighthouse Central Florida and see if we might be able to get you into some vocational rehabilitation training.
Hey, Kyle.
And get you technology training.
Sounds good.
Yes, Gary?
I just thought of something that you could elaborate a little bit on a Sight and Soul walk that we had in Altamont Springs and how that went.
That's where I was going next, Gary. You are a mind reader. I was going to thank everybody, not only Blind and Beyond Radio Show, for being great supporters of the walk and being the Pied Piper of ice cream, evidently.
It was the Pied Piper.
Yeah, what's the name of the ice cream group that you're working with there?
Oh, my goodness.
I'd like to give him a shout-out.
I think it was Jay Cones, something.
He was very nice.
I'd have to look Jay up
Cones?
His exact name.
So yeah.
Letter J and then Cones.
Well, he's a doll.
If he's listening out there, we want to thank him.
His name is Nick.
Nick?
Yeah.
For taking such good care of our participants at the walk.
Above
and beyond the duty. Yeah, absolutely. Which he fits right in. So, but thank you all. I mean, what did y'all think of the walk?
Did you enjoy
yourself?
Sheila and I got stuffed walking around getting all this food. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get to eat as much. I mean, I had some of the food, but I hear that there was a lot to choose from.
I'll tell you what,
I was sort of working.
What shocked me is we went to this one place. I didn't know what we're at some table. And they're handing me this bag with this ball in it, and it was actually the Magic were there.
Yeah.
And I got a Magic basketball, and Sheila got one for her grandson. I got one for my grandsons. But Sheila had her son blow it up, and it's an authentic size basketball with Magic on it.
Oh, that's cool.
How did you get
so that? I hope they're winning this year.
They are knocking on the door of being in the playoffs now.
Yes, they are. But it was free, and I thought, wow, this is pretty nice. Ball will be worth something now.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to get into the playoffs. I haven't looked. I've been kind of out of touch with sports, but I saw that they blew out the Atlanta Hawks in their final home game.
The other day, yeah.
They've done everything they could.
Yep.
And Sheila, I just saw the expression on Sheila's face. She hopes we continue talking about basketball.
I didn't know she was a basketball fan.
No, get her over to NASCAR.
Yeah.
Oh, NASCAR.
I'll just say this. Her expression looks a lot like my wife's if I talk about sports for more than 30 seconds.
No, I love college football, and I love NASCAR. So.
Okay. Yeah, my wife, Julie, loves the Gators. So if we talk about Gators, she's good. But if you go anywhere else.
I'm a Roll Tide, so.
Oh, no, well, you're just a little spoiled from winning so much. That's why you're smiling so much. We're also, you know, we had the privilege of hosting, or I did, had Sheila and Sherry and Tony from NFB and folks over at the house, Dan Spoon and Leslie Spoon. Over at my house to kind of start talking about how we can strengthen the relationship between Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works and our great consumer groups in the area. And Sheila, I want to thank you again for taking time to come and had to meet my kids, which was a gamble.
It was a joy. They're delightful.
We had a good time. I think we were there, 3 hours or so?
Yeah,
how old are your kids?
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're having fun. My daughter, Lainey, just turned 15, and she got her permit two Thursdays ago. So I was an inch or two taller a couple weeks ago, and I have a lot more gray hair. But she's actually doing great. She's doing
15?
A fantastic job. Yep.
And your other child?
My other two are 11. My daughter Ella is 11, and my son Kai is 7.
Oh, you got three?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a cross between the ET and SWAT team, if you just picture what that is. He's a problem.
And I think I met the little ones on the walk, didn't I?
Yeah, they were there.
Yep.
They had a great time. In fact, I had four kids with us on the walk day because we had a friend of... you remember Brandon from Sonny's?
Yep. Yeah.
Their daughter, Leah, who's the same age as Lainey. They were at the walk together and had a good time. So, Gary, I'm dying to know, what'd you get at the face painting? What'd you get on your face there? Were you Spider-Man or...
A clown. Sheila always says I'm a clown.
You did what?
No, he's lying.
No,
folks,
I'm lying.
If you have anything to say about any organization that you have, call in. Well, you don't forget, you can write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, org, and you can say it's what you folks are doing there. Wherever you are, don't forget to put it in.
Hey, and if you got any questions, ask Kyle.
Yeah, please.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
And also, if you have something that you'd like to say about what the show means to you, it would mean a lot to us to hear it from you guys. So please call in.
And also, since we gave out the number, we do got Shirley on the phone line. Did I say the name right?
Shirley.
From Winter Spring.
Hey, Shirley.
Shirley from Winter Springs, Florida. Hi there. Shirley, you there?
I certainly am.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Well, how are you? I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Wish you all the best with, the future of your continuing program. And I especially wanted to express my condolences to Lynn and Mike.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shirley.
And
really appreciate it.
Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you.
Thank you so much.
I know it's not an easy time to go through for any of us when that happens.
Nope.
And your father lived with you, didn't he?
Yes, for 12 years.
12 years.
Wow. Okay.
Every time we go by his room, we look to see if he's
looked
in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. I have no doubt.
Well,
so
thank you, Shirley.
We, like I said, we certainly have you in our thoughts and prayers and
thank you.
And wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, I hope everybody else is doing well there. And, of course, we saw Sheila and, yesterday and saw Sherry yesterday and a few of the other people.
I was there.
Pardon?
I was there.
Yeah,
didn't
I know.
You see me?
I was about to mention.
God forbid, don't leave him out.
I didn't hear. I don't think you did birthdays yesterday, did you, Sheila, or did I miss it?
Yes, I did the upcoming birthdays. I do.
He's passed already.
Yeah, you're done, Gary.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm all done. I'm washed up.
He was one that was announced in March at the March
meeting. Ah, okay. Yeah. I think I might remember. No, we weren't there in March.
No,
that's
you were not.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling
thanks,
in.
Thanks, Shirley.
Thank you very much. All of you have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. One thing I would like to address right now, for all the people in this listening audience right now, if you are visually impaired and blind, and if you are what they call a disenfranchised person, which means you don't belong anywhere, well, maybe you would like to belong to Lighthouse CenterWorks if you live in the Orlando area. And if you live in the Orlando area and you're listening to the show, well, you should contact us or contact Lighthouse Central Florida about going over there and checking them out. Whether it's how old do you take people in?
How old?
Yeah.
Just working age, legal working age.
No, I'm talking about Lighthouse Works. I'm talking about if they want to come over to Lighthouse himself, and learn about not jobs, but about where they can
programs.
Teach, yeah, mobility or whether it's a child or something like that.
Sure, we serve every age group,
from birth to
the end of life. Yeah, we're serving caller. Folks.
We have a caller.
Everybody's eligible.
What if I'm right on the edge of death?
We'll take you.
Okay.
All yeah, right, just I'll give you a hug when you get there. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I need.
We have another caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Jason from West Palm Beach.
Hi, Jason from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
You there, Jason?
Jason.
Wake up, Jason.
Okay, now we got him.
There he is.
Jason, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Good, good. Just wanted to wish you guys a very, very happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Yeah, I cannot believe it's actually been 4 years, and it's been a quick 4 years, let me tell you.
You guys
have been doing a phenomenal job. The show has just grown by leaps and bounds, and you guys have touched many, many lives by being on the air, and you really changed some people's lives, actually, by people listening. So you guys are doing a phenomenal job, and
thank you.
Definitely wish you continued success in the show.
Well, thank you so much,
thank
Jason.
Thank you, Jason. That is very sweet.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much for your fruit basket. Thank you so much,
That's
Jason.
Right.
Oh, not a problem.
It's
glad
almost
you guys
all gone.
It.
Almost all gone.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, you.
Take care.
Yeah,
thank you, Jason. I guess we're going to break, Mike.
We're going to break? Yeah. And after we come back from the break, we got trivia coming back. Don't go away. We got a trivia coming up. Don't go away.
That was nice.
listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's time for trivia. Trivia time, trivia time. The phone number, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I'm sorry, we talked about the Pied Piper earlier. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready now.
I thought that was Kyle's song.
That's what it sounds like when I'm hopping in out of the shower.
All right, here we go, here we go. One, two, three. Who's singing the song? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Is it normal that hearing this song, I can smell the velour?
I'll be
It just harks back to this specific country.
Absolutely.
With each day comes a new way of loving you.
Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
And I guessed wrong, actually, yesterday. I didn't say anything.
What were you saying, Mr. Kyle Johnson?
It's funny.
Well, about the velour or beforehand, the Lighthouse Central Florida.
No, well, either or.
Well, you had mentioned you know, what age, but also too, I think it's a misunderstanding that some have in the community. In fact, I get introduced as Kyle Johnson from Lighthouse for the Blind, and you know there are families where, you know, mom lives with one of the kids and their family. Mm-hmm. And mom has had some trouble dialing her cell phone. She's had some slip and falls, or maybe she gets nervous in social situations because she can't really tell who just said, hey, hi, from over there. Mm-hmm. But mom's not blind. She doesn't need Lighthouse, right? And so that's a misunderstanding. We work with people from low vision to no vision. And that's a broad spectrum. Mm-hmm. And you know, they say if you've seen one person's eye condition, you've seen one person's eye condition. You know, there's such a big spectrum, and we serve everyone on that spectrum. And so the idea that maybe someone's not getting help because they don't identify as blind, quote unquote, you know, and 6 years ago, if you had asked me what blind meant, I would have had a really dumb answer for you because I had, you know, I didn't know anybody who was blind or visually impaired. Yeah.
So was Stevie Wonder.
It's understandable that, you know, they would say, well, mom doesn't need to go there. She's not blind. But that's, you know, and so through our marketing efforts, we're going to be trying to break that down a little bit. So folks who are just questioning, you know, whether it can help, I say they come, you know, just come meet us and talk. Right. There's no scary commitment. You know, all you're going to do is be around people who care very much, who know what they're talking about. And that includes staff who are credentialed professionals, but also too, we have so many volunteer alumni who it meant so much to them what Lighthouse did, and they come back, you know, a few times a week, and they're helping teach those classes.
Wow,
and
that's great.
It's so important, and folks deserve to have an opportunity to ask us questions. You don't have to take a class, you know, just ask us some questions or ask what we're doing, and we'll help. You know, you don't have to commit to anything to interact with Lighthouse.
I think that's people get nervous that they're going to commit.
I understand that.
Use you as a resource, if nothing else, a resource, and take it from there.
Hey, sure. Lynn, you're gonna have to get into the mic and talk because you're vaguely going out over the airwaves.
Yeah,
so.
I'm trying to share.
I know, Sheila, be nice over there and share.
I told her she could have the microphone.
Yeah, Sheila tried to kick it over. Sheila said,
"Punt." I was like, "Here."
Do we have any callers calling in
for
the trivia?
We do. We have two callers.
Okay, where are they calling
we
from?
Have Cecil from Pensacola, and we have Larry from Delray. Now, I think I think he won on the 17th of March.
No, they can't call in yet.
So we're going to, Cecil, I'm going to put you on hold, Cecil, and we're going to take Larry from Delray.
Before we take any calls about this, let me explain you. If you win, if you win, then you can't call in within 30 days. Today's April 7th. That means if it's March 8th on, you cannot call in.
Call
if you
in
want.
And say hello.
You can call in and say hello. You can call in anytime you want, but you can't call in for trivia and win a prize because every 30 days you can win, but not 29
days. We have to
give
days. Everybody a chance.
So
everybody gets a chance.
We're going to talk to Larry first, and then we'll come back to Cecil.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Larry from Delray Beach. Larry, how you doing?
Yes. Hey, great. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
I'm great. What's going on?
Okay, so who do you think was... Are you calling for trivia? Yeah.
Yes, Spiral Staircase.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Congratulations.
I heard it this afternoon.
Did you really? That's funny.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
About 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Are you listening on the radio at 8:50 a.m.? WFTL?
Yeah, let's say 50.
Yep.
Isn't that
okay.
Funny?
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Mama, like that. We'll give that to Mama.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Thank you.
You know where to send it?
No. Keep.
Well, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. We'll take care of you. All right, Larry. Hold on.
Devil's in the details.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's All right, let's go talk to our friend Cecil up in Pensacola, Florida. Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Yowza. It's Cecil, Lord Sea Dog in Pensacola. How y'all
How
are?
How you doing?
Hey, Cecil.
Sea Dog.
Hey, Cecil.
Looking forward to that convention coming up in Orlando next month. Going to be doing my radio show from down there. Actually, I've been on Ears Radio for 7 years, and I'll be back in Orlando, and I'm going to take well advantage of Ears Radio and Disney World.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
But I do a show on Ears Radio nightly, Monday through Friday, from midnight to 3 Eastern time, and Fridays I do Redneck Friday Night.
And where can we listen?
Ears Radio on TuneIn. If you've got a Lady A or a Google, you know, tell
us. Oh, so it's not on radio, it's on the Internet? Is that it?
Yeah, on the Internet.
Okay.
On the Internet.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling in here, Cecil.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and congratulations on 4 years, man.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cecil.
Thank you so much.
And y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
All right,
you too.
Yeah, we've been told that we have the only national radio show that's a commercial radio show in the country. So you can hear us all over the country, and they tell us we're the only commercial radio show that's heard all over the country. But you can hear us on different AM and FM. Oh, we understand we're getting a new radio station in Daytona is picking us up on FM. Oh. So we'll be on Daytona on FM live.
So we're syndicated.
So we get picking that up.
Hey, Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey there, Gary.
Hey, Kev.
Lynn, Michael, Sheila, Kyle.
Hey there.
Hey. Go on in, say hi. Happy
You got them all down. Pretty good.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, Kevin.
I was thinking it was only 3 years, but you say it's
Well,
four.
It's full no, three it's years going into the fourth.
We're going into the fourth.
It's the same way when you turn 15. You didn't get to 15 and a half. You just got 15. We just got to our fourth year. So it's our fourth anniversary. Yeah. No different than having like this.
Yeah. And weather's been nice up here, so people can start applying anytime at IOB.
You need some friends? Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, Kevin. Kevin.
Thanks.
We appreciate you being
we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you
listening.
All
right, buddy.
See,
if you call in and win a prize, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yep. So, Kyle, I got something for you.
Okay.
You're talking about the older people, the elderly, with mm-hmm. vision problems. But we don't mention enough about little babies. Because I have a friend of mine, his little baby niece was born blind,
mm-hmm.
and now she's went through the lighthouse and all the guidance and everything else the lighthouse has done, and now she's going to go to a public school at 3 years old.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, is she going under the tutelage of Madam Young?
Ask Sheila, yes. Well, Sheila's been a guidance there, so you can ask Sheila a little bit more about her, but she's very progressed. She's very smart and going to do very well.
Gary, did you know that Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is one of our advertisers now?
No, I did not.
They're advertising about their babies.
That's great.
Okay. It's the parent infant program.
That's fantastic.
So, I mean, but that's a being at, when you have a baby that's born blind and you don't know, the mother was very uncomfortable, embarrassed sometimes with the baby, you know, and then she had to work her way through all of that because she thought people were staring at her baby, you know, and and she just had to work her way through and with the guy, because not only working with the baby and helping them teach on how to get the baby to focus on sounds and working with the baby, and they got to work hand in hand together, and it's tremendous. It's a tremendous program.
Well, you know, as oftentimes it can be the difference. Getting support can be the difference between a child growing up saying, "I can't, you see, I'm blind, you have to help me," because the parents are trying to protect their child. I mean, I understand that, being a father myself, but we can accidentally do everything for our child. And so when you go through early intervention services, work in a classroom like that of the one that the quality that Sheila would be running, you know, that child's going through every developmental milestone we hit by the age of five saying, I did it. And so that disposition of I can is not just, you know, for this year or this time. It's going to carry forward through that child's entire life.
Well,
and what I'm hoping too is that eventually, you know, I don't think we as an organization have ever really capitalized on having friends in the community like Sheila, who's working with a lot of the kids that we may have worked with as babies. And we have to, you know, what I would hope, and Sheila, you and I talked about this at dinner a little, just a little bit, but what I hope is that you can help us, you know, being a third party and saying, you know, I'm seeing the kids come through. They're doing great in these areas. Hey, it looks like maybe there's an opportunity to focus a little more in these areas. And so together we can be working together and strengthening the program services for our babies and toddlers. But you know what that takes? That takes us as an organization being willing to sometimes hear where we're not doing it great, mm-hmm. right? And, mm-hmm. you know, any time that we're failing to meet the mark, that's where growth resides. And well, I have a big appetite for that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, this is my 14th year with Princeton Elementary, and I've seen these kids grow up.
Yeah.
It's like raising a child. And we get them at the age of 3, and I had a 4-year-old, 4.5-year-old one time dropped his fork and said, I can't find it. I said, yes, you can.
Yeah.
So I dropped mine. And I said, now, where did it go? Well, I don't know. I said, all right, I want you to drop yours again. I want you to listen to where it goes. I want you to get down and find it. I said, what would you do if you walked up to your front door and you dropped your keys and you couldn't get in your front door?
Yeah.
And his reply at the age of 4.5 was, I'll have my son pick them up.
Mm.
I said, oh, no, you won't.
Not Miss,
you're gonna live
Miss Young's class.
Wait,
son pick him up? He's at 4.5.
No, thank goodness you're doing that,
yeah,
you know?
Well,
because that's something that just carries forward forever, you know? I mean, that could have been a very pivotal time for that child.
Well, right, and now. It's the parents. It's parents that are enabling.
I was just going to say that. That when you have parents, that's what changes the child. My mother, may she be rest in peace, if she knew I was blind, she wouldn't let me do anything. Because she's one of these parents, when I was ever sick or anything else, getting blind, she would have to take me by the hand and do anything and everything because she was very overly protective.
Right.
So the point is, if, well, I guess as I said, my wife is not my mother, but she is my mother because the way she tells me, do this. I say, I can't. You do it. Then first thing she always says is, Sheila can do it. Sheila does it. I don't want to hear about Sheila.
If you're listening, Sheila's got quite a tickle off of that one.
Sheila can do
it. Well, and, you know, Kyle, there's another point to this, not just children. Mm-hmm. The elderly people that are living with their children, because the younger, the 40-year-olds are taking care of the 60-year-old parents mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they're losing their vision. Well, they're doing the same thing
sure.
to their parents that, you know, they're not allowing them to go put anything in the microwave. Oh, no, Mom, I'll do it. Oh, no, Mom, you can't do that. I'll do it. So it's not helping the 60, 65, 70-year-olds.
That's right.
So there again, it's the same thing
it is.
As a parent of a 4-year-old.
It sure is. And in both cases, equally inhibiting, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you know, think about it. You know, we kind of take for granted all the opportunities we've had to learn, and particularly through the gift of failure. And, you know, to live in a world that was, you know, void of any texture where there's success and failure and all these things, to live in that world, you're missing out on so much mm-hmm. as a human being, because life is happiness and sadness and strive and fail and pain and suffering mm-hmm. and joy and ecstasy. I mean, that literally is what it means to be alive. And so when we try to artificially modify that for Mom, who's 60, or for, you know, Grace, who's 2, you know, we're really taking something very valuable away from that individual. And mm-hmm. so, you know, Lighthouse's mission is charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. And it isn't getting by with vision loss or surviving.
What was
it's
that
about
statement,
thriving.
What was that statement from Liz from Central Florida? Liz from Lehigh Valley. Liz. Well, she had a great statement. What was her sentence? Something about vision.
Kyle's charming and handsome. No, that's different.
No, she had a great statement about vision.
Just prime example, last night during the storm, our power in our neighborhood went out. Mm-hmm. So my 6-year-old, like, Daddy, it's dark. What do I do? I'm like, girl, please, fill the wall. You know the room because you see it every day. So mm-hmm. just fill along the wall. That way you can run into the bathroom, do whatever you have to do in the bathroom. for me, because I know the layout and the structure of my house, I know what's what and what stuff is at. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily need, like, I walk in the dark most of the night, most of the time anyway, because if I come in the house, I get fussed at for turning on the light.
You know, that makes two of us.
Right. So, you know, it's pretty amazing from me sitting back for the last 4 years, listening to you, listening to each and every last one of you and every guest that you have that comes on who is visually impaired, blind, or whatever the case may have been, that I've picked up and take notes, because like Sheila said, I can drop something in a, mm-hmm. in a heartbeat. I know exactly where it went because I done trained my ear to pinpoint out to where it go. Plus being in radio, you got to be able to hear stuff too.
Yep. What's that do to you, Chris, 3 years ago?
Gave me these blindfolds to take home and play around.
Yeah, I did.
And I've been using them ever since. I ain't going to tell you why on air.
I said, if you're gonna be part of this blind show, you better know what blindness is about. So I gave him a test for a whole week, and he learned.
Listen, we have Nicole on the phone line from West Palm Beach.
Nicole. Hi, Nicole from West Palm Beach.
Hey,
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, you guys. Do you know what today is? It's your anniversary.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing?
Thank you very well.
Doing well.
Hi, Nicole.
What you guys were talking about earlier, I thought I'd like to put my two cents in and make a comment about what you guys see. This is why I love living here in Florida. My mom she is an overprotective mom, being that I'm an only child, and she never got a chance to have another child. They couldn't let her have another child. And I, for one thing, I was born cesarean. I had my mom had to have a cesarean section on me for me to come out. But, I never knew that I went to the actual school that Ray Charles did. And up in FSDB, and I praise, and I'm glad the FSDB is an actual sponsor now of the show. And that, I when I tell people about that, I can't stop. I can't, because that was the best 7 years, and I've been since I was in sixth grade all the way up to the very end of my senior high. And it was the best thing that mom and I, it was the best thing for both of us. And of course she got a little lonely, so she married again for a third time. But it really turned me around. And then of course she was skeptical about me taking Palm Tree in West Palm Beach until finally I'm thinking, this is going on my anniversary of being 7 years old on Palm Tran, and it really changed my life as being an independent and getting around doing things. And we just had we had a group last night. One of our friends' birthdays was today, but we went out last night and had chilies for dinner. So that was good. But that's what makes me feel proud. And, of course, Ray Charles's mom was the exact same way. She said, I'm going to show you once, and I'm going to show you one more time. But the next time, you're on your own, because that's how it is in the world.
Yes, it sure is.
So, of course, he wore special shoes that he told about special shoes that he could hear when he's walking in the hallway, and then it's echoing. That he's in a hallway, and things like that. We are able. We just got to let our other senses be our eyes. That's all it is.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the air. I appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
Well, I really enjoyed. Hopefully, I'll get in for more trivia. Oh, before I get off with you, I just want to let you know, guys. The Saturday night, our line. So let you know. Lions is having a trivia night on Saturday night here in West Palm Beach, the Lakeworth Lions Club.
Now we're gonna break. Gotta go.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. Don't go away. We're gonna break. Don't go away. Right back.